So there are many meanings to dharma. Word dharma, dharma can be understood in different ways. So one meaning is course given by God, law given by God. That is called as dharma. In 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam it is told, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Prabhupada used to quote this verse often. So quotes given by God are called as dharma. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Now where are these quotes given by the Lord? Where are the laws given by the Lord? They are in the scriptures, Vedic scriptures. Vedas also means they are laws given by God. So in again in 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam we see that in 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam we see that there was discussion between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. Vishnudutas, they challenged Yamadutas because Yamadutas had come to take away Jamil. So that you are servants of Yamaraj. Yamaraj is supposed to be Dharmaraj. So he is supposed to punish people according to, if they violate the law. So law breakers are punished by Yamaraj. So all breaking law is also called as sinful activity or adharma. Dharma means law, laws given by God, and adharma means breaking the laws given by God. So there are in the law, there are in law in the dharma there are vidhis and nishedas. Vidhi means to be followed, what we should do, do's and don'ts, you know, what we should not do. So when we break those laws and we do what those things which we are not supposed to do, then we become so subject to punishment of Yamaraj. So Yamadutas, they had come to take away Ajamila. Then Vishnudutas, they stopped because Ajamila had chanted the name of Narayan at the time of death. So before dying, one is supposed to perform some atonement, prayaschita. Prayaschita will nullify, is supposed to be nullifying all our sinful activities, whatever, you know, criminal activities or whatever unlawful activities which we have done, sinful activities which we have done. So, but among all kinds of atonement and prayaschita, chanting holy name is highest status. So therefore, so according to the, you know, Shastra, according to the law, he was not supposed to be held responsible. But still Yamadutas, they didn't know the importance of chanting Hare Krishna mantra or chanting the names of Krishna or Narayana. So therefore they were taking away Ajamila. Then Vishnudutas, they stop Yamadutas and they ask them this question that, so you are supposed to be servants of Yamaraj, then you should know what is dharma and adharma. So according to you, what is dharma? So then Yamadutas answered this question, Veda pranahito dharmo adharmas tad viparyaya Vedo Narayana sakshat svayambhur iti shushruma. So whatever Vedas say is dharma, and whatever not following Vedas is adharma. So this is how they defined. So we started, quotes given by God are, this definition is also given in the same chapter, you know, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavatam, in the same section of Bhagavatam. Quotes given by God are dharma, and here it is told Vedas, whatever is told in the Vedas is dharma, whatever has to be, you know, following Vedas is dharma. So, in other words, we come to the point that Vedas are spoken by God. They are rules and regulations, codes given by God there. So, that is what is told. Vedo Narayana Sakshat. Vedas are Narayana, Swayam Narayana they are. They are non-different from Narayana. In Brahadaranyaka Upanishad it is told. Asya Mahatasya Bhutasya Nishvasitam Yeta Drug Vedo Yajurveda Sama Veda Atarvangi Rasaha. So Vedas are spoken by, they are breathed out by the Lord. Rug Veda, Sam Veda, Atharva Veda, they are breathings of the Lord. So when Lord breathes out, Vedic hymns they emanate. So when we breathe, some bad smell comes. So this is different between breathing of the Lord and Prabhupada, he clarified that because every limb of the Lord, every anga of the Lord, every part of his body is can perform the activity of other parts. So every sense of the Lord is perfect, it is. His breathing is also perfect, all perfect. So angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhaja. So every sense of the Lord is perfect, every activity is perfect, so and wonderful it is. So in this way he can breathe out the Lord. So in Upanishads it is told that they are breathings of the Lord, and here in Bhagavatam it is told they are Swayam Narayana. Vedas are themselves Narayana themselves, or they are another form of the Narayana, another form of Narayana. So Narayana Sakshat. So Swayambhur, this is what we have heard from Yamaraj, like that they answer. So now these are codes, all the laws for human society, codes for human society, they are given in the Vedic scriptures. So everyone has to follow that. Sometime there are descriptions in Bhagavatam also, you will come across that. So everyone is bound by the Vedic laws, just like a farmer ties a bull to the rope. So similarly, everyone is supposed to follow Vedas. They are laws given by the Lord. Why we have to follow? Why all these rules and regulations so much, right? Why we can't we just be free? So in modern society, there is a word called liberalism. Liberalism means, so this is also called as New Age. We used to say, modern world, modern society. Now we are ahead of modern society, according to socialism now. Socialism means we study society, religions, and all the cultures. So according to socialism, which is studied in the academic world today, so this is called as postmodernism or New Ageism. So in New Ageism, there is a term, very famous term, liberalism. So liberalism means no rules and regulations. So we should not impose any rules and regulations on others. We should not impose our opinion on others. Everyone's opinion should be respected. However nonsense it is. So in internet there is something called blog, you know. Blog means you can express your opinions there, you can write whatever opinions, share your opinions, write comments. So of course there is a lot to discuss about whole modern age, New Ageism. But our point is, so liberal people think that, so liberal society is very good society. We can be very happy in liberal society. So they imagine like that. You know why Indians got attracted to America? No rules and regulations. Completely liberal society. Free sex, free alcohol, anyone can do anything. So you can eat, drink, make merry. So drugs, right or not? When Srila Prabhupada went at that time, this LSD was very famous, right or not? So Indians thought that, oh, by going to America we can do all these things. So Indians thought that we can do all these things in America, and in this way we can be happy. But this is just an illusion, it is. There cannot be any society without rules and regulations. Even in America there are so many rules and regulations. Right or not? Here it is keep to the left, there it is keep to the right. That is a law, that is a rule. In the name of liberalism, if you go on the left side in America, you will be caught. In fact, America is more stricter than India, no? Right? In their social functioning, they are more regulated than Indians. India, you can do anything on the road. You can go on right, left. So, there is some other reason for that. So, in this way, this whole, you cannot run a society without rules and regulations, without laws. Therefore, there is law system, legal system is there. Even in America, there is legal system. It is not that. So, foolishly, Indians thought that, oh, America is a liberal society, we can just. There can be liberal to some extent, but to large extent, every human society is governed by laws. So, why laws there should be? We cannot run a society without laws. One major reason can be to protect the weak. Otherwise, strong people will exploit. Strong will exploit the weaker society. So there can be, that can be one reason. So in Hitopadesha, this verse is there. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunam cha samanya metat pashubhi naranam dharmo hitesham adhiko vishesho dharme nahina pashubhi samana. So Hitopadesha says, why there should be law, why there should be rules and regulations, why there should be dharma in human society. So dharma is the speciality of human beings. So, animals and human beings both do eating, sleeping, mating, depending. But the speciality of human beings is that dharma is there in human society. If dharma is not there, then what happens? So, human beings will become like animals. So, basically from that we understand that, regulation on eating, sleeping, mating and depending is dharma there. So basically we saw law given by God, codes given by the Lord, or rules and regulations given by the Lord are called dharma. They are given in the Vedic scriptures. And these rules and regulations, what they do? They regulate our eating, sleeping, mating and depending. Otherwise what we will do? We will do these things in an unrestricted way, unregulated way. So, unregulated eating means anything, they will kill animals and eat. There is no restriction. Kill cows, kill animals. So, in China and all these southeastern countries, anything which flies in the sky, anything which walks on the ground, anything which floats in the water, they kill and eat. So, everything. When disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to Bhutan, Bhutan, there is one small country above this, India. That used to be part of India, but now that is a small country now. So, they went to start Gaudiya Math there. And in Bhutan, what is the system is that whatever dies, whatever animal dies, they put it in a drum and close it. And they keep putting dead animals. And when there is festival, their festival comes and they open it. And then they cook it and eat it. So it is very nectarian for them. And when Gaudiya Math devotees, when they started mud there and they were cooking in ghee, so they became very unhappy. They started complaining, what is this bad smell coming? Bad ghee smell is coming like that. So they started complaining. So we will come to this story again back up. One thing is that this is symptom of tamoguna. In tamoguna, what is good is considered as bad, bad is considered as good. Truth is considered untruth, untruth is considered as truth. That is symptom of tamoguna. Dharma is considered as adharma, adharma is considered as dharma. So anyway, unrestricted eating meat and etc. Meat is considered as amedhya in Bhagavad Gita. Amedhya means untouchable. It cannot be touched. So people will eat such kind of things and they will sleep unrestricted way. So as soon as they get time, they will sleep like polar bears. Polar bears, they sleep 6 months, right? And illicit sex and security. So no regulation on security, anyone can go and bomb anyone. So just blow off anyone. So in this way, people will do all these things in an unregulated way, just like beasts, you know, animals. So previously fighting, Kshatriyas when they fought, they followed so many rules and regulations. And basically it was meant for protecting the weak, protecting dharma, protecting the weak people. So human civilization means should protect brahmanas, cows, women, children and old people, right? So they are supposed to be physically weak, right? So they are supposed to protect them. That is human civilization. So our weapons and everything should be used for such things, protecting the weak and protecting dharma. Now defense is not like that. Defense, you blow off anyone, just throw bomb on anyone and blow off anyone, right? So in this way, this is unregulated, bestial, animalistic way of fighting or protection. So therefore human society will become animal society. So from spiritual point of view also, consciousness will go down. If we are not regulated in eating, sleeping, mating and depending, our conscious level will go down. There are 5 levels of consciousness. So Achadita Chetana, first one, covered consciousness. So Achadita Chetana means one is only interested, that is also in Taittiriya Upanishad, that is also called as Annamaya. Annamaya, it is called as. So one is only interested in eating. Just like children, you give anything to them, they will put it in the mouth. Right. So that is Annamaya consciousness. So our human life passes through these 5 levels of consciousness. And all the species of life, 84 lakh varieties of species of life, they are categorized into these 5 levels of consciousness. Because in Vedic, whatever you call as biology or whatever, so human life forms are not categorized according to external morphological features. Just like in science and biology, they put a cat and tiger into one species because externally they look similar. So, but in Vedic categorization of the species, they are categorized according to level of consciousness. So, trees are in Annamaya consciousness, Achadita Chetana. Because if they get some minerals and some water, some food from ground, they are satisfied. So, that is called as Achadita Chetana. Then there is Mukulita Chetana. So, little more advanced. And that is in Taittiriya Upanishad, it is called as Pranamaya. One is not satisfied only in eating, but also in protection, Pranamaya, protecting, like animals, birds. So they are searching for food, but you see the bird, you know, it is looking here and there. Someone may come and shoot me or hit me, kill me. That sense of protection is there. But in the trees, there is no sense of protection. They are only interested in, if they get some water and minerals, they are satisfied. Children also are like that, right? They don't have a sense of protection. Oh, if I go downstairs, you know, I may fall down. That sense is not there. They are only busy with playing, and some, if they get something, when they become hungry, they eat something. Right. So that next level is Pranamaya or Mukulita Chetana. Nahi, Sankuchita Chetana, sorry. Then third is Mukulita Chetana. Manomaya or Jnanamaya it is called in Taittiriya Upanishad. So one starts inquiring about, I am eating and trying to protect myself, but still I am subject to so many miseries. So when one starts inquiring like this, then he comes to Mukulita Chetana or Manomaya or Jnanamaya. So Prabhupada, he, in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, if you read, he writes there, human life begins with such inquiry, what is the cause of my suffering? Because you see trees, they stand in sun, they stand in heat, they stand in rain, cold, but they don't inquire. Even animals, they try to protect themselves, but they don't try to find the solution for that. What is the root? Can I get out of this, you know, miseries, cause of suffering? So therefore they are in Pranamaya. So human beings are supposed to be in Manomaya. But someone may think that, if our consciousness would have been undeveloped, consciousness means what ultimately? So if you see the dictionary meaning, sense of existence, sense of awareness, awareness is called consciousness. We are aware. If someone pinches us, we feel that, right? That is consciousness. So when consciousness is undeveloped, that time the awareness, sense of awareness is very limited, it is. So therefore, plants and trees, they don't experience happiness and distress. But human beings, their consciousness is developed, therefore they feel happiness and suffering. Happiness and suffering, you know. Now someone may think, why not we live like, why we have to experience this happiness and suffering? Why not we live like trees only? Someone may think like that. This is example of gross ignorance, if someone thinks like that. Most of the people, they think like that. Just live like, you know, trees. One time one person asked, what is wrong in becoming dog, to Srila Prabhupada? Then Prabhupada blessed him. Okay, I have my full blessings, you become dog in your next life. So, because these people, they think, what is wrong in that? But so advanced consciousness, civilized human being means, so he should try to find the solution for this cause of suffering, try to find the solution for all the suffering. That can happen only in advanced consciousness, not like when we are, when our consciousness is covered like trees and, you know, animals and birds. It is not possible like that. So such tattva jidnyasa, inquiry begins when consciousness is developed. So when we are unregulated in eating, sleeping, mating, and depending, what happens? Our consciousness goes down. we become like animals, because animals are only interested in eating, sleeping, mating, depending. Or we may become like trees, insane completely, tamoguna completely. So therefore dharma is required to elevate our consciousness. So what is the importance of human life? Human life is meant for tattva jidnyasa, atato brahma jidnyasa, jivasya tattva jidnyasa, narto yascheha karma bhi, Bhagavatam it says, mentioned. So, but why all these modern day people, you see that in human society, no one asks such questions, right or not? What is the cause of my suffering? Why I am forced, this birth, death, old age and disease is forced upon me? Is there any solution for this? Who am I? So I am living being, okay, but what is this living being means? What it is, life means? Why all these people are not interested? Why they are all these people, you know, in Bangalore they are running here, there. Ultimately what they want? They want to eat, sleep, mate, and career and some bank balance so that they can secure for future, defend themselves, some security for future. Other than this, they are not asking anything else, right? Or not? They are not inquiring anything higher than that. Why? Because their consciousness has gone down to the animal level. So why it is like that? Because they are doing unregulated eating, sleeping, mating and depending, just like animals. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. So these are unregulated activities. So adharmic activities. Basically, we are told to follow these four regulative principles, because these are four pillars of dharma. Dharma begins from here. So regulation begins from here by following these four regulative principles. Then our consciousness is elevated to human platform, so that we can inquire into all these higher subject matters. So therefore dharma is required in human society, otherwise we will become animals. So Prabhupada gave example, this dharma means here varnashram dharma. Varnashram dharma, what happens? It makes our by regulating our eating, sleeping, mating and depending, so it elevates our consciousness to human platform. Otherwise we will be like two-legged animals. Therefore there are terms like Naradama. In Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says Naradama, you know. Naradama means among human beings we have attained human form, but our consciousness is just like animals. It is only difference between us and animals is that we have two legs and animals may have four legs. So we are Naradama, or there is Varna Sankara, there is also a term, who are not fit to take part in civilized human society, advanced human society. Prabhupada said, no, those who are not fit for taking part in Varnashrama, they are called as Varna Sankara in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Varna Sankara. So we are Varna Sankara, Naradama, or Dvipada Pashu, two-legged animals. This Dvipada Pashu word comes in Bhagavatam. And then there are Mlecha, Yavana, right or not. So India is a Mlecha Desha. Previously, so those who were following Varnashram Dharma, they were not going outside India. Sannyasi is not supposed to cross the ocean. When Prabhupada went, they questioned him. We have heard that Swami is not supposed to cross the ocean like that. Prabhupada, he refuted, that is a superstition, he said. Why superstition? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Prathvite Ache Yatanagaradi Grama Sarvata Prachara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that I will be crossing the river, he said. Crossing the ocean, he said. So like that Prabhupada says. So anyway, but that was there, that you know, that we will not go to other. So why? Because there people are degraded, they are Mlechas, they are, you know, they are Naradamas, Varna Sankara. By mixing with them, when Prabhupada was young, he was recommended by his mother and other relatives that he should go to London. In those days, in British Raj, so Prabhupada was born in Calcutta. So in British Raj, British Calcutta was capital of British Raj. So there, Indians, the pseudo modern Indians in Calcutta. So they thought that by going to London and studying in London, that was considered very prestigious dignity. So Prabhupada was recommended to go to study in London. Then Prabhupada's father, he said, "No, I don't want my son to become a lecher," he said. So so he did not allow Srila Prabhupada to go to London to study. Now, of course, India itself has become Lachha Desha now. Like other day, previously I told one of my friend when he heard about that I am going to America, then he said, "Oh, you are going to Mlachha Desha," he said. Then I asked him, "Which country you are living in?" I said, "India is also Mlachha Desha." Because they have given up dharma, right or not? Right, everyone. So those days they used to study, go to study in London, but all those educational institutions have come to India only now, right or not? Or every educational institution trains one to become lecturer. So how to become a meat eater, how to become a woman hunter, how to become drink alcohol, smoke cigarette. This is what they learn in the schools and colleges, right? So in this way, this is Mlecha, Adama, and Naradama. So therefore, consciousness will not develop. Then after inquiring, it will not stop. Development of consciousness. So then we first start doing sadhana. After inquiry, what happens? We start practicing sadhana to further develop our consciousness. So that is called vikasita chetana. Vijnanamaya it is called. Then after that, vijnana means applying that theoretical knowledge. When you inquire, then knowledge is revealed. So we apply that knowledge into our life. That is vijnanamaya, practicing. So then, when we practice, when we attain the result, that is called as purna vikasita chetana or anandamaya. That purna vikasita chetana, that consciousness which is fully developed, that is called as Krishna consciousness. Original consciousness, original state of the living entity. Purna vikasita chetana, that is. So then we perceive everything properly. That time you will see Krishna everywhere. You will see everything connected to Krishna. Sthavara jangama deki na deki tara murti sarvatra haya ishta deva spurti. When you see moving and non-moving objects, you will not see them. You will see Krishna there. You will see Lord in the heart of all the living entities. You will perceive the presence of Lord everywhere in all the moving and non-moving living entities. So that is called as Purna Vikasita Chetana. That is highest level of consciousness, fifth level of consciousness. That is what is called as Krishna. What we call as Krishna consciousness is to develop our consciousness to that level. But that begins with following Dharma, laws given by the Lord, codes. That's why we are told, chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra and follow four regulative principles. Because if dharma is not there, these four pillars of dharma are not there, whatever you chant, it is just like you want to ignite fire, but again you put water in that. Or you want to go to some place, you take one step ahead and again take one step back. You will not move only, you will stay one place only. Consciousness will not develop. So that is beginning. Gradually we should implement all varnashrama. So essence of Bhagavad Gita, what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? To perform bhakti on the platform of dharma. Krishna did not tell that you only remember me, you don't fight to Arjuna. Arjuna, he told you fight. Ma manusmara yudhyacha, he said. You fight, but also remember me. Remember me and also fight like that. So that is essence of Bhagavad Gita. Performing bhakti on the platform of dharma. On adharmic platform, we cannot purify our consciousness. Right or not? So, one cannot be a devotee and simultaneously be a hippie, no? Right? It is not possible. When Prabhupada went to America, he did not allow them to be hippies. Many of his initial followers who came to hear Bhagavad Gita from him, they were boys and girls staying together, living together. So they were living together and they were taking drugs. But Prabhupada, he did not allow them to do that. Although he was told there that, oh, Americans do not like all these rules and regulations. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. Then Prabhupada said, I have not come to please Americans, he said. Right or not? So, and he, there was no one to perform Vedic sacrifice, vivaha, Vedic vivaha yagya, Vedic, you know, marriage sacrifice there. Sannyasi is not supposed to take part in Viva Yagya. Still he did it because he wanted to implement dharma there. Not like you live like animals, live like cats and dogs, no restriction, no rules and regulations. Like if buffalo goes on the left or right, it doesn't matter, right or not. No one will ask, right or not. So animal society means no rules and regulations. So, but Prabhupada did not allow his disciples to just, or his followers, initial followers, to live like animals. No restriction. Or in animal society, there is no marriage system, right or not? Have you seen dogs and bitches exchanging garlands? You are not seeing. So, marriage is a, vivaha yagya is a part of human society. That regulates illicit sex, right or not? And that is also part of varnashrama. Grahastha ashrama begins with marriage, right? That is the beginning of marriage. So grahastha ashrama, marriage is. So in this way, this regulated human society, dharmic society, so elevates our consciousness from animals to human society. So now in India also, 1.5 years back, 2 years back, 1.5 years back, they made this. So live in relationship is legal, right or not? It is not illegal. So they made this law. So it is acceptable human behavior, they said. That Supreme Court judge, when he was making, he commented on that, when he sanctioned that, what people do in their bedroom, it has nothing to do with the law, he said. Someone who is in tamoguna, someone who is like animal, they think like this. Such big animals, they become Supreme Court judge, you know, right or not? So, when you make such laws that, oh, one can, this dating, nowadays all these things are going on, no? Dating, we are in relationship, they say, we live in relationship. So, this is like dogs and bitches, actually. This is not human society. So in human society, there should be dharma given by God. That is human society. If all the human beings, they make their own laws, so then what is the standard law then? What is the standard code of action? Everyone will make their own. Today this judge came, he will make something, he will sanction something. Tomorrow some other judge will come, some other lawyer will come and he will sanction his own codes. His own thing. What is standard human behavior? What is standard human law? Human. So we cannot. Prabhupada used to say, dharma cannot be, religion cannot be manufactured. Dharma cannot be manufactured. It is code given by God Himself. We cannot make laws. When we make laws, what happen? We will become dogs and bitches. We will become animals. That's all. So. That is what, you know, live in relationship between dog means dog and bitches society it is. It is not a human society. So in modern days, people do not have, they do not know what is the meaning of marriage means. What is the purpose of marriage? Why we should get married? So is it a license for sex? No. Or just people are getting married, we have to get married at certain age. So gradually they will give up this marriage. No need of marriage. Women are available anywhere. You can do illicit sex and just go on. So in this way, human society will degrade to animal society. So their consciousness will not elevate. That will go down, 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 down. Now heterosex is not giving happiness, so better have homosex like that. More worse than animals, demonic. So it will go on degrading. So that is what is happening, no? Now they want to legalize homosex now. So law is not meant for this. Law is meant for regulating human society. But the present law works against regulation. So because everyone is in ignorance, they don't know higher purpose of life, that perhaps purpose of human life is to elevate consciousness. We have to purify our consciousness, develop our human consciousness. So they do not know that. They think that it's what's wrong in living like cats and dogs. Why bother about all these things? So, first of all, liberalism is impossible. Absolute liberalism is impossible. It is just illusion it is. And second thing is, the more we try to become liberal, we will entangle ourselves more actually. Because when we engage in sinful activities, illicit activities, what happens? So laws of nature will entangle us more and more. We will suffer more and more. We'll remain bound to, our consciousness becomes polluted. We remain in the material world, and as long as we are in the material world, birth, death, old age, and we will become entangled into. So we will become. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So we'll become bound by laws of nature. Our material existence will continue. Birth, death, old age, disease, and kala, karma, guna, the entanglement in kala, time, material time, guna, modes of nature, and karma. These are all bandhana, no? Karma, bandhana. We are bound by kala, karma, and guna. So the bondage will go on increasing or prolonging. Prolonged, it will be prolonged. So in the name of liberalism, we will become more and more entangled. So dharma, what it does, it makes us, regulates us, and eventually liberates us from this entanglement. So therefore, it is necessary to follow course given by God, necessary to follow dharma. And law should be, legalities, legal system should be according to dharma given by the Lord, not man-made mental concoctions, you know, mental speculation. So now mental speculation and mental concoction has become, our public opinion has become laws of, so they do strike, if you don't legalize homosex, we will do strike, right or not. So public opinion has become law system. So such things should not be encouraged in human society. That is not a human society. So in this way, lawyers should be preached about this dharma, legal system given by the Lord. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम राम। एनी क्वेश्चंस कमेंट्स? Ah, yeah, yeah. So, what is that you told? Name of that?
It deals with how law is derived from various. You see the actual source of all this law, no? It is actually taken from various religious systems. So
yeah.
Manusamhita is also.
Yeah, originally it used to be like that. So gradually they changed it. Now they are implementing more and more things. As soon as this whole modern education was introduced, that itself is against dharma, right? So basically varnashrama should be introduced in the society. That is actual human societies. So we have to debate on that. In that when that topic, when that subject is studied, no, there we have to debate on that. So Prabhupada, he said public opinion should not be given. That is English term is there, vox populi. So what is the use of opinion of cats and dogs, he said? Animals. Most of the people are just busy in eating, sleeping, mating and depending. So if they give their opinion, what is the use? So externally, from material point of view, they must be whatever, BA, LLB, whatever, all this. They may have all these degrees, but they are just animals, you know. So what is the use of their opinion? So that's why Manu Samhita should be introduced. So even superior to that is Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have to organize society according to Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Just like in first canto of Bhagavatam, here in this Bhagavatam, there is description. Kali wanted place. And Parikshit Maharaj, he told, you live in those places where there is meat eating, gambling, illicit sex and intoxication. And when Kali searched for those places in the entire kingdom of, you know, Parikshit Maharaj, he did not find even one place where there was meat eating, gambling, illicit sex. That was the kingdom of Parikshit Maharaj. So we have to organize such kind of kingdoms, such kind of society, human society. That is our objective.
Telling that one story, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati disciple went for some country.
Yeah, I said that. Basically that thing, if people's consciousness in lower mode, in tamoguna, I wanted to connect it to these five levels of consciousness. So their perception won't be proper. So that is not actual human perception, it is. Okay. Tamoguna, in tamoguna they think that good is bad, bad is good. Whole modern society is like that, tamasic society, rajasic and tamasic. Truth as untruth, untruth as truth. For example, ghee brings cholesterol, they say, right or not. You should not eat ghee. Just to promote their oils. So they made such theory. To kill cows, they make such theories, right or not. Previously in India there were Brahmanas who would drink ghee, you know, daily one pot of ghee. To nourish their brain so that they could study Vedas. So in Tamaguna, people conclude something else, right? Lower mode of consciousness. Anything else?
Srila Prabhupada, you said today, people say that this nature. So if you go to the other country, you should not go to other country as being a sannyasi. But then someone asked Prabhupada, what was the reasoning he gave?
He said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that this holy name will spread all over the world, so I have come to preach this, he said. He said he smashed it. It is a superstition, he said. It is true, but for Prabhupada level, it is superstition. For him, it doesn't affect him. Now also Madhva Sampradaya, they don't go outside sannyasis. One sannyasi went, it became an issue in their sampradaya. So, but extraordinary acharya like Prabhupada, they can change mlechas into... Prabhupada in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, to convert one mlecha into a Vaishnava, it is very difficult, he said. And if someone converts one mlecha into a Vaishnava, he should be considered on a highest platform of Vaishnavism, he said. Now you can imagine what platform Srila Prabhupada was in. He converted so many mlechas. We are all Indian mlechas. He was very strong, revolutionary acharya. He did not enter Jagannath temple. You are not allowing my disciples to enter into Jagannath temple, because in Jagannath temple, apart from Hindus, others are not allowed. Why that rule was there? Because non-Hindus are considered mlechas and evanas. They eat meat, they do illicit sex and all in those days. But when Prabhupada time and now, if you see, all Hindus are mlechas, right or not? No. They do all meat eating. Why they should be allowed? Hindus also should be banned. Only ISKCON devotees should be allowed. So Prabhupada, I will not come to take darshan, he said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time also Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were from Muslim background. They were not allowed. Prabhupada, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected that rule because Hindu society was pure that time. He respected that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Prabhupada, he said, no, I will not come to take darshan. The Pandas, when they came to call Srila Prabhupada to come, please come, like that. See the difference in Prabhupada's approach and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's approach. Because according to time, place, circumstances, we have to apply these teachings,
So also follow all the regulative principles and all these things?
No, Prabhupada called them, they are demons, he said. When Prabhupada in childhood, he went to Jagannath Puri, he was served meat in one of the Panda's house. Prabhupada's father's contact he was. Prabhupada told, you go and stay in his house. When he stayed, he was served meat there. So from that time only Prabhupada decided. So he wanted to do revolution against all these Pandas. So we should do like that. We should not enter to take darshan. We should not enter. We should follow Prabhupada in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, no? Right? We should do always revolution against everything. Prabhupada, he envisioned our movement to be a revolutionary movement, confrontational movement, not that we'll just like sheep, we will go with the people actually. I was telling that how Prabhupada, he did not enter into Jagannath temple because you are not allowing my disciples, he said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected that. You take darshan of chakra. He told Haridas Thakur and Rupa Sanatan Goswami to just take darshan of chakra. And another thing is, Brahmanas, they are supposed to practice ahimsa. So therefore they will, just like Vishwamitra, he could have killed all that. Maricha, Subahu, Taraka and all. But he came to bring Rama and Lakshman because Kshatriyas are supposed to protect the citizens, protect Brahmanas. So Brahmanas are supposed to be non-violence. Non-violence is not for Kshatriyas. So Gandhi wanted to implement absolute non-violence, that is bogus it is. Kshatriya means he should be violent.
Sometimes you see Dronacharya is also a Brahmana.
Just 1 minute, I'll come.